Good morning, y'all. Storm coming through, even almost makes it feel like winter, doesn't it?
Can pretend for a day.
Put you in the mood. Good morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 plus years. Thank you for tuning in. We've got a great show lined up for y'all this morning. At 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking about all the confusion revolving around water treatment. And with the press recently, you've seen headlines about lead in water and what hazards that presents to you and your family. We're going to talk about how easy it is to remove that from your water. We're going to be talking about final barrier, okay? That the final barrier for safe drinking water may now begin to rest with you at your house, okay? So we'll talk through that without scaring or sensationalizing the issue at all. 9 o'clock will be open hour, and we'll be talking about tips that we've come up with to help you break down after the holidays and help organize and put everything away in a way that next year it's a whole lot easier to pull it all back out and set it all back up. 8 o'clock, we'll have Mr. John Harper in talking about anything you like to talk about as it relates to your garden or your lawn or your hedges or your trees. That's the 8 o'clock hour. And this hour, 7 o'clock hour, we've invited our daughter, Katie Stumbo, owner and founder of Go Conquer Fitness, to come in and talk through the next hour about holiday weight control.
Good morning.
And it's been so long since I've been in the studio. I mean, Thanksgiving, we were in Minneapolis. The following weekend, we did the remote broadcast from the Courthouse Plaza Lighting in Prescott. I was off last weekend. You know, Katie, I do okay in the holidays. It's all this traveling tied in with the holidays. It's like a double whammy. And boy, keeping that little meter on the weight scale right where you want it, it's pretty tough right now.
It can be hard. It can be hard for a lot of people all year round, but particularly now.
Is it too late? Should we just give up and indulge and then wait for the new year?
No. The problem with that, and you've heard me talk about all or nothing attitudes before, is that all or nothing attitude is just going to really set you up for failure. But if you just throw in the towel now and let yourself gain that, what the average American gains, 7 pounds during the holiday season.
Ouch.
When you hit January 1st, you're going to have to create a 24,500 calorie deficit to get those pounds off.
That's the
calorie deficit you have to create to lose 7 pounds. 24,000.
That's a lot of work.
The easiest pound to lose is the one you never gain, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man.
I think we have a tendency to that all or nothing attitude. Even when we in the opposite kind of spectrum, we work out and then we think, oh, I'm going to reward myself. So we over reward as well, don't we?
Absolutely. It's really easy to think, I ran 3.5 miles this morning. I can. Well, for instance, a couple weeks ago, it's a really fun event. A lot of people like it. It's called the Hot Chocolate Run.
Sure.
And it's a lot of fun. You go, you run a 10K.
Who would like to run for hot chocolate?
And then you get hot chocolate or all the destination races. I love doing them. They're in beautiful locations, but you run and the end reward is wine tastings. So you go and you do this event and right at the end, it's just loaded out with calories for you to replace everything you've just worked for. So a good way to kind of combat that is to go in with a plan. You know, I'm going to clean it up a little bit, but my husband's a Marine and they have a saying. And this is the clean version.
Please, yes. This is a family show.
Poor prior planning leads to poor performance. If you don't plan, and this is relevant for events, this is relevant for holiday parties, this is relevant for traveling. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You're going to fail. So if you don't put together a meal plan for your week and you know you're going to be working 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day that week, you're going to have no time to cook. If you don't plan, you're going to end up grabbing something fast food, something junkier, something fast, something loaded with calories instead of having a plan, knowing what you're going to do, and having that stuff ready for you. At the grocery store, there's lots of pre-prepared food that's very healthy for you.
Twinkies?
No. I will
fried,
slap you.
Fried Twinkies?
I will slap you. I usually don't do that, but for you, I'll make an exception.
Romy, last night, Dad got home, and Katie had been by to greet our Miss Carol, who's in from Denver, and
Julia in from Minneapolis. Yes. The family waves have started moving in on us. This is going to be a great holiday.
It is. So Rosie had stocked the refrigerator with cartons, not just one, cartons of eggnog. And Katie took little sticky notes and put on each one, "Not worth it. Don't do it."
That's my vice. Eggnog is my vice. But the truth to tell is the camping trip I was on with my friends last weekend, they asked me to bring eggnog so we could have just holiday toast in the evening. But then one of our brothers in the camping world had his wife, Meg, make homemade eggnog. Well, nobody wanted to open up my, you know.
Meg's eggnog is hard to beat.
Grocery store eggnog. So then it all came back home. But we've got 12 grandchildren showing up in a couple days.
Leave it alone till then.
You spread it out. You spread it out amongst 12 grandchildren. 3 cartons of eggnog goes pretty skinny.
As long as the grandkids drinking it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we were talking a little bit about the planning required. And as things get busier and busier and busier, you always do just default. Like I'll run home and, of course, grab whatever's left over from the prior night's dinner. And if there's not enough of that for lunch, then I'll just down 2 tablespoons of peanut butter with a cracker or two and good to go.
Be on your way.
On my way.
On your way.
But that's my default.
So where that's not terrible, dinner leftovers, as long as it was a good, healthy dinner, that's fine. I love leftovers for lunch. That's typically my fallback for lunch. I don't buy a whole lot of lunch foods. I don't buy a lot of lunch meat or things like that. I just cook a little bit bigger dinner, and that way you've killed, 2 meals with 1 stone. Some meals I'll make enough for 3 or 4 lunches and then section them out and have them ready to go in the fridge, and then it's there. That is the easy fallback on.
You're
healthy, your vegetables, your lean protein, what was for dinner. It's a great option. Another thing to focus on this time of year is a lot of the foods that we are having right now are really high in calories, they're really high in fats, they're really high in carbohydrates. What you really need to be having on hand, ready to go, to be eating on, is fiber.
So your Christmas parties now are plates of lettuce and celery?
No. Your lunches when you're at home.
Seriously?
Let's talk about a holiday party. I have a client right now who is talking about the amount of parties. He was talking about every party he had to attend this season. And I was adding them up in my head going, what? Seriously?
Yeah, and if every party's worth an extra, 450 calories?
Easy. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, no, I go to 2. I pick 2. I'm tapping out. I'm not a night person. But what you have to do is you have to go in with a plan. I tell people, don't.
To the holiday party
that's going to have the meatballs with the sugary sauces, the eggnogs, the little treats, and you're like, oh, this cookie's really small. I'm going to have one. But then I'm also going to have the eggnog. But then that looks really good. I'm going to have some of that. Go with a plan. Don't go really hungry. Don't skip your lunch and then go to this holiday party.
Good call there.
You are going to be in a world of hurt. You're going to be hungry, and you're going to chow down. You're going to eat too much. Not only are you eating too much, it's all the wrong things. So go in with a plan. Have something an hour or two before the party. I like a protein shake or a handful of nuts, trail mix, something like that. Something with fiber, something with protein. It's going to cut your cravings. And then go in. Holiday parties are supposed to be fun. And the food is supposed to be fun. So browse the food, shop your food at the party, and pick what you're going to splurge on. Pick your thing.
Pick one thing
and taste it.
Okay,
and have it.
So if in my head I'm at the holiday party, and I'm mentally calculating the number of calories I'm consuming in the 2 hours I'm there.
You're not doing that at a party, though.
generally, I try to try and assess it, and then I try and figure out, okay, what have I got to do tomorrow morning to get through half of this, to break it up into little pieces. But I'll tell you, not only has the traveling makes it hard because you don't have the convenience of traveling with your own food. So you're constantly trying to, default around what's available where everybody else wants to go eat. So traveling is tough, and then the holidays are tough. And then Jennifer throws another problem on top of all of that this year. She turns the office kitchen into Miss Santa's bakery. So she's not doing that at home during the day while we're at the office. She's doing it all day long at the office, cooking the Christmas treats.
Well, I didn't have the extra hour, so I thought, well, I'll just do it while I'm at work.
But it's killing
did
us.
Did the office eat all of them?
It's killing.
I bought 30 pounds of pecans and did our Cajun recipe and, you know, packaged them up in 1 pound things. But yeah, the house smelled pretty good all day long, and everybody was just kind of grazing all day, including me. I had to taste each batch to make sure that they were
roasting
good.
Pecans in butter.
Get those out of there.
What could be better than that? Listen, if you'd like a taste of those pecans, go to rosieonthehouse.com, and in the search engine, just type in seasoned pecans, and you'll get several entries back, but one of those specifically refers to, and it's labeled wrong. It's called Rosie's Seasoned Pecans, which really Baby K's Seasoned Pecans. We better.
It's kind of her signature dish.
Yes.
So we better change that up a little bit.
So it's a great little treat to have around, but it is one of the more higher caloric treats you can have. So
I will tell you, Mama K always used she calls it a block, but it's a stick of butter. But I've cut it in half, so I make it work with a half, but it's still pecans covered in butter.
And they are tasty.
Roasted with Cajun seasoning. Okay, when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about, okay, if we've consumed that extra 400, 600, 800, or 1,000 calories, and we're trying to maintain our weight through the holiday season, what are some of the regimens we can go through? What are some of the exercise equipment we can use? What are some of the things we need to do to stay motivated, to stay lean, and stay healthy? With Katie Stumbo of Go Conquer Fitness. If you'd like to call her with a question, feel free to do so. 1-888-767-4348. But don't ask her about the donkey kick.